The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
What was the temperature in Dallas?
The Dalles. 82. See, the farther east you go, the warmer it is.
Yeah, that's already a really warm morning out there in the Dalles. So still, we are not out of this heat wave, technically. But I think it's if we get below 90 or around 90, I think that's when it officially does. Yeah, we've had our fair share of 90 days this year. And it was so funny because with this delayed onset of summer, remember, it seemed like it was never going to warm up.
Right.
Well, yeah, now we definitely made up for that in some warm temperatures this week. So you're right, David, as you said, it is the first day of August. So that also means we are well into the second half of the year, right? So, and it does feel like once you hit August, we're in back to school kind of time, right?
Yeah, I was in the store and the school supplies were definitely out front and center as people get ready. I just remember as a kid, once you got to August, then you were starting to count down. Even though you had like a whole month until school started, it was just like, oh, it's August.
Counting down the days.
Counting it down.
I don't understand why this is happening more and more, because it's funny, there's still playground equipment at Costco that you can still buy. The furniture all moved in. Christmas trees. Like little light-up ones.
Yeah.
You can already get them in Christmas ribbon.
Okay.
It's like, really? August.
It's a little early.
It's a little early, but even my daughter at Hobby Lobby, she says, their Halloween and Christmas stuff already starting again. And people are actually buying it.
I'm not
going to fall into that this year.
If they're, you know, if they're giving you a good deal, I can understand that. Now, Halloween stuff, I could kind of see,
because it's just
it's three months away. Still, it's 3 months away. It's like that's how it works.
Yeah. See, now if you get your kids' costume too early, they're going to change their mind before it comes around. So just take August for what it is. And, you know, we're going to talk about August. There's a lot of things to celebrate in August.
Yeah.
Big feast days. A lot of saints.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of saints. Now, David, you were on vacation, so welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you.
Ken Hellenius was on the show last Friday. We talked about a feast day. It's actually coming up this Friday. It's the dedication of a church, which is kind of unusual. Usually it's the feast day.
Yeah.
But this particular one is a dedication of a church. That's St. Mary Major in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that whenever the Pope leaves on a trip, he always goes to this church and prays before he goes on his trip.
Oh, interesting.
Trip.
Yeah.
Listen to it. It's fascinating because it has to deal with Our Lady of Snows and how it was built and the precise location where it was built. So,
right.
It's a beautiful church. You can go online and see, you know, do like a 3D visit of actually being there. So the relics of Jesus' crib are in this church.
Oh, wow.
The actual manger.
Yeah.
Or piece of the manger, I suppose.
Right.
It's there in the church. You can actually see it.
Interesting.
So then, following that, now here was the other neat thing too. The very next day on the 6th, it's the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord.
Right.
Now, here's what's interesting with this one. People often mistaken that it happens during Lent, the Transfiguration, because we do the reading during Lent. But it's not. The feast day is actually outside of Lent. It's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe also, if you listen, Terry Ross has had a special episode that featured music for that that day.
Yeah, I always love that reading because it's such a, you know, visual reading. And if you put yourself
in it.
Yeah. It's,
I get it.
Yeah.
I just think of the apostles going, let's just build tents and let's stay here because this is just too great to leave. You've had those experiences before. It's like, I don't want this day to end.
Right.
It was just the perfect day. And I think that's how the apostles felt too. So.
Exactly.
Okay, so then, you know, the Transfiguration of the Lord. Now, if you were paying attention, David, when Monsignor O'Connor was on earlier, we talked about the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's coming up on the 15th of August. That's a holy day of obligation. But when it falls on that Friday or Saturday, Friday or Monday before the weekend, it may be transferred to Sunday. So in our archdiocese, they have made that transfer. So that Monday's not a holy day of obligation. They've moved it to the 14th.
Gotcha.
Now, something interesting, though, is we recognize what a beautiful and holy day that is. Mater Dei Radio, we're taking a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely an opportunity to go to church. But not to be outdone, you know, I noticed this, it's in small print, because remember we were talking about all of the saints that are filled on the 14th, and it's on a Sunday, so that means that the Sunday Mass will come before the celebration of the saint, St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Right.
And the reason why I point this one out is, David, he is the patron saint of radio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another celebration day for Mater Dei Radio. It's our patron saint's feast day.
And a great performance by St. Luke Productions.
I want to say that that was the first play I ever saw that Leonardo had done. And he played that part himself,
exactly.
That role of St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Anything that they do is just such a wonderful event. So, yeah, before you know it, kids will be back to school. And the Queen said, and the last one, so the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the 15th, the 22nd, the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary also. So if you have one of those Mater Dei Radio calendars that you have, well, if you look on the Marian feast days, both of those should be on it. We hope you enjoy your August. We hope you enjoy today's second cup.